Zomba Films presents.
Hand me the flashlight. Here it is. Okay, I've got the shovel. Me too. Lucy, get the box. Okay. What are you putting in? It's supposed to be a secret.
A film by Tamara Davis, Crossroads.
My dad thinks I'm at your house. My mom thinks I'm at yours.
They're digging a hole in the ground.
Let's dig deep. Okay. So no one will find it.
Britney Spears.
Dig it deeper. Shh, we don't want to get caught. I want some dirt.
Three girls dig under the moonlight.
When we were 10, growing up in Georgia, Mimi Kidd and I knew exactly what we wanted out of life.
Lucy, get the box. This is fun.
So we put our dreams in a box and we buried it.
We have to keep it dry.
The girls, Lucy, Kit and Mimi, put the decorated box into a plastic bag and place it in the hole in the ground.
We made a pact to dig it up at midnight, the day of our high school graduation.
Pack it down.
They pat earth down to fill the hole.
Let's be best friends forever.
We will. Now, I don't even remember what our wishes were, except for one. We wished that we'd be best friends forever. Well, that wish didn't come true.
A caption reads 8 years later. Two first place rosettes are pinned up in Lucy's room. There are loads of trophies on top of a chest of drawers and porcelain animals on a shelf. Lucy stands by the window, dancing in her pants and a cropped vest. She dons a cowboy hat and sings into her cereal spoon. She spins round and jumps onto her bed. Lucy's about 18. She has shoulder-length blonde hair and is slim and tanned. She lies back on her bed and pulls on a pair of pajama bottoms. She throws off her hat and kicks her legs up to the beat. She gets off the bed and continues to dance. Pointing, she dances in front of the mirror.
Pop!
Baby, we're gonna be late. Did you practice your speech?
I almost have it.
Lucy, how's it going to look if the valedictorian messes up her speech?
Okay.
Don't wrinkle your robe. Just ironed it for you.
He hangs up a graduation gown.
Okay, big day. Come on. See you on deck. Let's go. Let's go.
I mean, toads do look like frogs. One's in the water and one's not. It could happen to anybody.
Vince the baby, too.
Hey, Mimi. Now you want me?
She sticks her finger up at him.
Oh.
A pretty black girl.
I'm gonna look drop dead gorgeous.
Her and Lucy collide.
Hello, can you just watch where you're going?
You ran into me, kid.
What, you're too perfect to bump into anybody?
What?
Perfect. Sweet. Proper. Nerdy. And virginal.
I'm not.
You're a virgin.
I told y'all.
Graduation.
Just get us in the picture, okay? Now, direct. No, hold my purse. Hold my purse. No, don't push the button. Maybe try to get a bit of it.
Honey?
Excuse me.
Mama, what are you doing?
Just 1 second,
okay.
Dear.
Okay.
Stand up straight. Stand up straight.
Okay, big smile.
Tuck your tummy in.
I
stand
will.
Up. Smile.
Mama, I'm smiling.
Bigger, bigger, darling.
Lucy, hey. Your speech was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I hope you're going to continue studying music in college.
Well, actually, Lucy wants to become a doctor.
Well, voice classes would make nice electives.
Not much time for that. We're looking at double major in biology and chemistry if she wants to get into the best med school. Huh?
Oh.
Henry, come on. Show you how to start that truck for tonight.
Huh. All right. See you later.
Okay.
Bye, Miss Cherry.
Good luck, Henry.
Lucy's dad and Henry walk off.
I'm Ollie's guy, you know. Well, congratulations, Lucy.
They hug.
Thank you.
Lucy sits on her bed, gazing at the wall where various certificates she's been awarded are hung.
Here it is.
Honey, what's wrong?
I'm fine.
She's crying.
Pop, I worked really hard to be the valedictorian.
Of course you did.
Lucy shakes her head.
Well, why didn't it feel like anything?
What do you mean you didn't feel anything? It felt great.
Pop, I never went to one football game.
Well, you don't like football.
But you're supposed to go, and it's supposed to be fun. And like all the parties at Hemingsfield and stuff, I never went to any of them. I never stayed out late. I never just hung out.
It's because you had a head on your shoulders. You stayed home and you studied.
Pop, there's just a lot of things that I wanted to do that I didn't. And I was up there getting my diploma and I was like, is this it?
Come on now. Didn't we both work hard for this?
Lucy nods sadly.
Oh. You're right. I guess it's just the pressure of graduation and all. You're right.
At the prom, Lucy stands alone in her floor-length pink satin gown. Kit struts along with a bunch of friends. Kit wears a hot pink dress. They pass Lucy. Lucy stares at the floor as they pass. Pregnant Mimi brushes glitter off herself as she traipses through the foyer alone. She stops next to Lucy.
Mimi, not now, okay?
Are you coming or not?
Coming where?
It's graduation night.
Oh, God, Hemingsfield, I totally forgot.
So are you coming or not?
Hey. I have plans. I'm sorry.
Henry has a key.
Come on.
He trips.
Okay?
Okay.
Mimi chuckles at Henry's geekiness. Kit applies lip gloss in front of a mirror in the toilet. Mimi comes in and Kit glares at her.
Do you want something?
Yeah, are you coming at midnight or what?
Kit turns sharply.
Excuse me?
Kit, we made a pact, remember?
Oh, you're not serious.
Mimi eyes her sternly.
Well, look, you can really go without me. I have better things to do than dig up some old box.
Kit marches out. Mimi nods bitterly. In a hall, a band plays on stage. Kit and her group of girlfriends dance by the stage. They make eyes at a cute guitarist.
Guitar guy, such a hottie.
That's Ben Kimball. Yeah, I heard he just got out of jail. Killed a guy.
I don't believe you.
Yeah,
everybody's talking about it.
The guy smiles.
Too bad. Well, if anyone could have him, it'd be you.
But I'm off the market, remember?
Oh, please. Dylan's at UCLA doing God knows what with God knows who.
That's not true.
Whatever.
In a hotel room.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Just 2 seconds.
Pasty Henry struggles with a sock, then douses his naked torso with talcum powder.
Okay, hold on.
He takes a chiffon cover from the lampshade and waves it around.
Henry, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Lucy sticks her arm through the doorway of the bathroom and waves it elegantly. She pokes her head out and chuckles. She comes out wearing Henry's blazer. Henry gawps at her. She opens the blazer. Underneath, she's just wearing skimpy pink lacy underwear. She smiles and steps towards Henry.
It's okay.
She rubs his powdery shoulder, then slips off the blazer. Henry's eyes roam all over her body, his mouth agape. She reaches up to unhook her bra strap, but stops.
Why are you stopping?
Henry, this isn't how I hoped it would be.
It's weird, because this is exactly how I hoped it would be. It's pretty accurate.
Maybe if we get into bed.
Oh, that's a good idea.
They both get in.
Okay. Some nice sheets.
Henry leans in and puts his arm around her.
Can I hear the list again?
Oh, Luce, come on.
Please. Just one more time.
Okay.
Thanks.
He reaches over to the bedside table to switch off the music, then starts reading from a piece of paper.
Reason number one, we've been lab partners for 3 years. Okay. So we really trust each other.
That's really
okay. Trust is very important.
Reason number two, we are both 18 and have never done it. Very important.
Okay.
Reason number three, we both want to do it. Reason number four.
Henry's hands are trembling.
Please, Lucy, come on. Please, I'm begging you, please. Let's just do it, please.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, so let's...
He puts his hands on her shoulders and hesitates.
I'll go this way.
Okay, I'll go this way.
Okay.
Okay, let's do this. Okay.
They kiss gently. Lucy pulls away.
Please don't laugh. You're killing this.
No, don't you want your first time to be special?
Oh, yeah, but this is special.
Listen, do you want to spend the rest of your life knowing that you did it for the first time with your lab partner?
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you why. Because do you know what it's like for a guy to go to college a virgin?
Henry.
No, I'm telling you, Henry. They're ostracized, you know? They treat them like lepers.
I'm sorry.
On the street.
What's up, Mimi? How's the fetus?
Drop dead.
Look, is it mine or what?
You know, I can't even believe I went out with you.
I'm trying to do the right thing here.
Oh, yeah? What's the right thing? Ignoring me for the past 5 months? And your stupid friends call me a hoe, spreading rumors about me?
I'm only repeating what I heard. And what I heard is you let some guy do you in the backseat of his car over Christmas break.
Mimi punches him.
Jerk.
Mimi paces over grass by a tree.
It's 10 paces on the other side.
Mimi snaps around to see Kit.
What are you doing here?
Where's Lucy?
She's not coming.
Kit strides over to her.
You have a flashlight?
Good. Give me back my flashlight.
Kit shines it at her.
Give me back my flashlight.
Mimi grabs it back. They head around to the other side of the tree.
Let's just get this over with, okay?
Mimi shines the torch at Lucy, who's holding a shovel. Mimi and Kit stand next to her as she digs. Later, Lucy reaches the box. The girls kneel down.
God, I don't even remember what we put in here.
Me either. Here, hold this for a second, Lucy.
Wow.
Mimi takes the box out of the ground and removes the plastic bag. She dusts it off and takes off the lid.
My bridal Barbie!
She was my wish.
Looks like you're getting your wish.
I know.
Kit wears an engagement ring.
Lucy, I think this is yours.
My locket. What did you wish for?
Lucy opens the locket.
I wanted to find my mom, to see her again.
Did you ever find her?
No, she lives in Arizona, and my pop, he doesn't think it's a good idea, so. What'd you wish for?
She takes out a globe key ring.
A keychain?
No, the world. That I was gonna get out of this crappy town. Go all the way to California. Put my feet in the Pacific Ocean.
There's a wish that's not coming true for a while.
Yeah, I'll let you know, Kit.
What's that supposed to mean?
She hands Lucy a page ripped from a magazine.
Slot Records recording contest? So?
So I'm going on Sunday.
You're going to California to audition for a record company.
Yeah? You're pregnant. So I'll wear something slimming.
And what? You think you're gonna become like this big, fat, pregnant star?
I have a pretty good voice. How are you gonna get there? I found a ride with this guy.
What? No, Mimi, that is crazy. You can't go all the way to Los Angeles by yourself with some guy.
So then come with me. I'll sing lead and you guys can sing backups.
I just don't think that's something that we should do.
It's stupid, it's what it is.
Okay, fine. You know what? No, you can just forget I even asked.
She kicks the box. A photo of them falls out.
Oh, wow.
It's the three of them as little girls.
Oh, my goodness.
I was so chubby. Aww. Singing. Aw.
Oh, I gotta go. I have to go meet my friends.
Yeah, it's getting late.
They stand up.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. I'm leaving Sunday at 7 a.m. if y'all want to come.
Lucy glances at Kit, who stalks off. Lucy heads off in a different direction, Mimi in a third. A man in a hardware store.
What do you mean you're not coming home for the summer?
Dylan, listen to me. You have to come home.
Because I haven't seen you since Christmas. Don't you miss me?
Excuse me.
Dad, customer! Dylan, we have to plan the wedding. All right. I love you. Dylan?
Lucy heads into a garage.
Hi, Dylan.
Her dad's working on an engine.
Hey, darling.
Hey, Pop.
Dr. Johnson called today. Good news.
You got me a job at the hospital?
All those discounts I gave him finally paid off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Pop, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
It's about Mother.
He stands up straight, his face grave.
Okay.
Has she ever tried to see me?
No, she hasn't.
Well, I was thinking, maybe she's afraid to visit me.
Luce, we've talked about this. You do not have to feel any guilt about your mother leaving
us. But what?
Baby, this is not about us. She was the one who walked out on a 3-year-old. She's the one that should feel guilty. All right?
All right.
Lucy nods, then looks down. Night. Lucy is lying in bed, still awake. She examines the locket, which has a photo of her as a kid and a photo of her mother in the other side. She closes the locket and gazes into the distance thoughtfully. Fully dressed, she creeps into her dad's room. She has a note in her hand. She props the note up by a phone and looks at a photo of herself next to it. She smiles fondly and kisses her dad's forehead. He stirs in his sleep.
Nobody brings 4 suitcases on a road trip.
Look, Dylan asked me to go see him in LA, and I can't get there looking like a skank.
We better hope it all fits.
Well, it will, okay?
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
I'm not going to the audition. You can drop me off in Arizona.
Fine.
Fine.
Fine, shotgun.
Yeah, right. I'm sitting up front.
What's your...
A guy's packing stuff into the boot.
It must be Lucy.
It's the cute guitarist.
Yeah.
She smiles.
So, you're taking us to L.A.?
Yeah, well, I'll get you back.
Oh.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Sorry.
Move it, man! Let's go already!
I'll get the door for you.
Lucy's foot was caught in her bag strap. The guy closes the boot and opens the door for Lucy.
Hey. Who's the guy? Oh, that's just Ben. He's really cool.
Ben gets in.
Sit it!
They set off in Ben's convertible. Lucy wears a pensive expression. She stares at her dad's garage as they pass it in the car. They drive along a poker straight freeway that stretches into the distance. They pull up at a garage at the side of the road.
Here's the bathroom.
Yeah, it's the second door. It's no soap.
Ben fills up his vintage yellow Buick. Lucy smiles at him as she heads for the bathroom. Ben pulls up his sunglasses and watches her walk off.
So what's the deal with Lucy?
What are you, hot for her?
No.
I won't even try it, Ben. Seriously, she's not like us. She's way out of your league.
Lucy cautiously steps into the bathroom.
Hold up.
He takes a crisp and throws it at her.
Yeah.
He puts his shades back on. Back on the road, Kit reaches over from the back and changes the radio station.
Hey, what are you doing?
What's with this music?
Well, I like it.
Well, can we listen to something else for 10 minutes?
Ben grins.
No.
Come on, Ben, please.
Yeah, be a nice guy.
Okay, 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes now.
Thank you.
I wanna be a fool in this game for two. So I'm leaving. you behind. Bye, bye, bye. Make it tough. Make it tough.
Ben looks uncomfortable as they sing along.
I can't
listen to this.
You said 5 minutes.
Forget
yeah,
it.
Like this is any better.
A large sign at the side of the road reads, "Welcome to Alabama the Beautiful." Ben pulls up at the side of the road next to a woods.
Why'd we stop?
I'm tired.
So then let someone else drive.
No, nobody drives the cruiser but me.
Okay, whatever. Where are we gonna sleep?
There's a field right over there. I got a tent and sleeping bags in the trunk.
A field?
A field? No, I don't sleep in a field. I saw a sign for a Hilton back there.
How much money do we have?
It's a Waffle House.
I can't believe you only brought $40.
Well, I have expenses. I have to have my homecoming dress custom made. Was Lord and Queen, you know.
Oh, my dream come true.
Did anybody make a plan?
What do you mean?
Like how many miles you're gonna drive in a day? Which towns you're gonna stop in? How much gas money you're gonna need? Okay. We have $486, right? Which means for food, gas.
Okay. Is that enough?
It's gonna be tight.
At a slightly dodgy motel, they go in.
Oh my gosh. This is a love room.
Oh my.
Bed.
Look at the walls.
I'm not sleeping here.
This is what we can afford.
What is this? Rent by the hour? I'm not sleeping here.
Where are you gonna sleep?
I don't know. This place is disgusting.
I'll take this bed.
Alright.
The end of the bed collapses as she sits on it. They share two double beds. Lucy faces Ben, who's in the other one.
So how come you're going to L.A.?
My uncle might have a job for me there, so I'm gonna go down and check it out for a couple of weeks, and if I like it, I'll move there.
What about your band? Don't you have a band?
Oh, no, I was just filling in the other night. I don't have a band.
They gaze at each other. Lucy lowers her eyes.
You know, Mimi said that she didn't think you'd come with us on the trip.
Neither did I.
You sorry you did?
Not so far.
They both smile. Ben glances around.
Well, night.
Good night.
Kit, who's sharing with Lucy, is facing the other way. She looks at her engagement ring with worry. Morning. Lucy's taking a shower. Mimi flushes the toilet.
Hey! Freaking cold! We're in here.
I'm in here. I just need to brush my teeth.
Lucy reaches out of the shower and grabs a towel. She gets out with the towel wrapped around her. Mimi wipes her hands on it.
What are you doing?
You're so touchy.
Mimi.
Huh? How do you know Ben?
Just from around.
God, he's so cute. Don't you think he's cute?
He's all right.
I just can't believe he was in jail.
What?
Yeah, he, like, killed a guy.
Kit.
Why? That's what I heard.
Excuse me? He killed somebody?
No, he did not kill anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
Mimi.
Okay, he had a car. He was coming to L.A. Just don't be upset.
I'm on a road trip with a killer, and you're telling me not to be upset?
He'll hear you.
Oh, my God.
They open the bathroom door slightly and peer out at Ben playing the guitar.
Hey, what's up?
They draw away quickly and close the door behind them.
Mimi, do you know him at all?
Well, he used to hang out with some of the guys at the trailer park.
So he may have killed someone, okay? So what? He did his time. He paid his debt to society.
Oh, my God.
She clutches at her hair. Lucy comes out of the motel room, her bags packed.
Hey. You all ready to go?
Yeah.
Hey, Want to ride up front with me today?
She smiles.
No, it's okay. The back seat's fine. It's okay. I'm gonna go check us out, okay?
Yeah. Here is something
you can't understand. She strides off. Back on the road again. You can't understand how I can just kill a man. They come to a halt in the car park of a huge supermarket.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll come with you.
No, it's okay. I'm fine. Hey, Luce, will you please give me some chips? No, Mimi. Open the door.
Kit opens the door and Mimi jumps out.
I'll get my own chips.
Mimi follows Lucy into the store. Kit turns to Ben.
Y'all, wait for me.
She gets out of the car and hurries to the store as well. In the store.
So when he came home last Christmas, he proposed. He's coming home as soon as he's done with school next spring. You're seriously gonna marry that loser? You don't even know him.
Kit smiles spitefully.
Ow. Oh, what's wrong? Nothing, it just caked his arm. Can I feel it? If you want.
It just caked his arm.
What about Kurt? What about Kurt? Well, he's the father, isn't he? Yes, Kurt's the father. But it wasn't working out, so I dumped him. You're gonna raise this baby all by yourself? Yeah, I'm gonna go wait in the car with Ben, right? That's so typical of her. She's not even thinking about her future. How's she gonna get by with a baby? Well, she brought this upon herself. Kit, what?
Kit storms off, Lucy's open-mouthed. Outside another motel, Lucy puts change into a payphone.
Hello.
Hi, Pop.
Lucy, sneaking away in the middle of the night? I'm very upset with you. Dr. Johnson went to a great deal of trouble to get you that job at the hospital.
I'm sorry, okay?
Sorry? You're coming back now, and you will regard that as a command. Now, you're usually so level-headed. Pull a stunt like this, I am so surprised at you, girl. You worked so hard. Are you gonna start slacking off now? Lucy! Lucy?
Lucy hung up the phone. In the car, they drive along a flyover by the ocean. The sun shines in a blue sky, along a tree-lined road.
What are you writing now?
Stuff.
In the back, Lucy's writing.
Hey.
He glances round at her.
Are you mad at me or something?
Why would I be mad at you? I don't even know you.
Oh, man, no. God!
Oh, no. This is bad. Look at all that smoke.
Thick white smoke billows from the engine. They pull over in the hard shoulder. Ben opens the bonnet and leans down over the engine. He touches one of the parts and flinches.
What's wrong with it, Ben?
Well, it's the head gasket, I think.
Give me your shirt.
Lucy peers at the engine.
Hey, whoa, what are you doing? Nobody touches this except for specialists and myself, because it's an antique and I don't want people to...
Lucy closes the bonnet.
It's your radiator.
No, it's the head gasket.
No, your radiator's cracked. What year is this? 73. Ugh, it's like 350 plus labor. Great!
Lucy smiles smugly at Ben. Mimi sits in the car, Lucy lies on the bonnet, and Kit stands at the side of the road.
I'm hungry. All right, how long does it take to get a tow truck? Ben's only been gone for 2 hours, y'all. I'm so hungry. Will you stop saying that? We heard you. You're hungry. So what?
Mimi puts her head in her hand.
We don't have $350, and even if he gets a tow truck, we don't have enough money to get the car fixed. I'm gonna be stuck here in... Where the hell am I? Where am I? Louisiana. Stuck in some butthole town, Louisiana. I am never gonna get to LA to see Dylan. He's gonna be so upset. Whatever. Excuse me? Could you be more self-centered?
Kit steps over to Mimi.
You're just jealous. What? I'm not blind, you know. I know how girls like you looked at me in school. You would have given anything to trade places with me. Girls like me. I can't help it if I'm popular, so just lay off.
Mimi stands up and glares.
Girls like me?
I didn't make the rules, Mimi. It's not my fault. Everyone thinks you're a trailer trash skeeze.
Hey,
stop it.
Stop
Come on,
that.
Don't touch me like that.
Guys, don't.
You're pregnant.
I don't care.
They shove each other.
Stay off. Oh, I want to get off.
Mimi, stop.
Stop it.
I'm so sick of the two of you bitching and fighting every damn second of the day. For once, would you just shut up?
I don't know why the hell I asked the two of you to come on this trip.
We don't belong together.
Well, this was a mistake, okay?
Kit folds her arms sulkily. At a garage.
Yeah, sorry, partner. Best I can do.
The girls are there with Ben, who puts his hands behind his head.
It's a cracked radiator.
Said to get it ready by tomorrow.
And how are we gonna get the money to pay for it?
He throws his hands up.
I have an idea.
I'm gonna call my father and have him come get me.
You're leaving?
This trip's over.
Lucy, wait, I have an idea.
You know what? I'm sick of your ideas, Mimi. I should have known you'd make a mess of this trip.
All right, now if you wanna go run home to your daddy, that is fine, but don't even try and blame this on me.
Lucy picks up a phone and dials.
Lucy, I haven't asked you for anything in a really long time, but I'm gonna ask you to stay. Please hang up the damn phone and just stay with us.
Come on, Lucy.
They eye her imploringly.
Hello.
She slams the phone down.
I do. I have a really good idea.
Yeah, better be good.
Night. People mill around on a busy street. Two guys play trombone and sax. A man advertises karaoke.
Karaoke. Night. Yeah. Karaoke.
Inside Club Bayou, the girls are putting makeup on in a dressing room.
Okay, I have something to say. I know we're not all getting along right now, but tonight's really important. We really need the money. So can we just be civil and get through this, okay? Okay.
Mimi picks up a top.
All right. Y'all ready? Yeah.
Mimi puts on the vest top with tassels.
That's cute. Thank you.
Kit turns to regard Lucy and Mimi.
Wait. It's all the tips we can get, right?
So,
if we want to put on a show, we have to be sexy.
Well, now you're talking.
Kit goes over to her luggage.
What you got?
All right.
Ooh, let me wear those feathers.
All right, next contestant's a brand new act.
And for all you tourists out there that don't know how the rules go in my club, here it is, plain and simple. You're the judge. If you hate them, tell them. If you like them, pay them. So we got some baskets going around. We want y'all to put the money in there. Be loud, be fair, and above all, be generous if you like what you hear. So come on, give them a warm welcome.
The girls walk onto the stage with trepidation. Mimi wears hot pants with her vest, Lucy a short skirt and a cropped T-shirt, and Kit tight jeans and an asymmetric top with a lion's face on it. In the audience, Ben smiles. They stand at mics with a monitor with the words on it in front of them. Mimi's at the front.
Saw him dancing there by the record chain.
Get off the stage!
Mimi shades her eyes from the glare of the lights.
Mimi, come on! I can't do it. I can do it, I promise.
Stop, I can do it, but I can't. I'm so sorry. Please don't for me. I can't do it.
It's okay, just go do it.
No, no, you do it. No, you do it.
Lucy, no, you have the best voice. I know you can do it. Come on. Go, please, for me, please, for me.
Are you okay?
No.
Lucy now stands at the front. She taps her mic nervously. Kit smiles.
baby's going strong. Learn my favorite song. I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me every. I could tell it wouldn't be long till he was with me every. Singing.
People put money into a jar. Kit and Mimi wiggle their hips. Lucy steps up to a pole dancing pole.
Smart, so I got her up and asked for his name. But that don't matter, sick, cause it's all the same.
She dances provocatively in front of the pole.
Where we can be alone. And next we were moving on. And here's with me, hear me.
Ben stares at her wide-eyed and smiling. The crowd clap to the beat and sing along.
Take you home where we can be alone. And we're moving on, and here's with me, hear me. We're moving on and singing that same old song. Hear me, singing I love rock and roll.
Lucy punches the air with her fist. The crowd are loving it. The tips jar is absolutely full of cash. Lucy beams and the three girls hug. They stand together on the stage holding hands.
No.
They bow. Mimi and Lucy head off, but Kit stays, carried away by the applause. She realises and hurries off. At a bar, Ben counts the money. Lucy and Kit dance.
Lucy! Come here!
She skips over.
How much is it?
It's enough for the car and the trip.
Lucy hugs Ben. They look into each other's eyes.
Do you want to come dance with us?
No, you know, I should probably get you guys out of here before somebody realizes you're underage.
Come on, just a little bit longer, please.
All right, you go ahead.
Lucy joins Kit on the dance floor. A guy next to Ben.
Hey, is she with you?
What?
Is she your girl?
Ben shakes his head.
No. Yeah. What's this?
The guy dances over to Lucy. Ben frowns. Lucy and the guy dance, facing each other. Then the guy runs his hand down her back.
Move your hands, please.
Hey, what's up, baby? Come on.
Would you stop it?
Excuse me. Hey, I don't think she wants to dance.
No, I think she does. I think you need to mind your own business.
Stop it! Can you leave me alone?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I wasn't done talking to you.
Oh, man!
The guy throws a punch at Ben, who blocks it and elbows him in the face. Mimi gathers up the money.
Mimi!
They leg it out of the joint. At another motel...
Damn, is this living or what?
There's a mini bar!
Y'all, you can swim in this bathtub!
Hey, Ben, I just...
Look, I'm not mad at you for what happened back there, okay?
There's bathrobes!
Where are you going?
Just going out.
He leaves.
Okay. Are any of you guys tired? Because it's 3 a.m. and I'm wired!
Well, who wants some of Mama's punch?
No, thank you.
Me, please.
Madame.
What's up?
They link arms and drink.
Oh.
The girls dance. Lucy climbs onto a chair. Mimi stands on the bed.
I have seen one, Noel.
Yeah, but have you touched one?
Smiling, Lucy looks down.
She was detailed.
So is the quiet one.
Oh, just say it loud. Say you touched one and you cried. Lucy touched one. She said you. Oh,
Kit falls back onto the sofa. A trolley full of delicious desserts.
Okay. The best thing that ever happened to you.
Me? Oh, that's easy.
What?
Reaching my goal weight. 30-year fat camp, the summer before eighth grade.
Wait, that camp you went to every summer was a fat camp?
You're just... Yes, and I loved it. For 2 months, my mama wasn't around to pick on me for being fat.
She eats a strawberry.
Being fat is just unacceptable to her.
The other two glance down.
Okay. The worst thing that ever happened to you.
Well, that's even easier. Reaching my goal weight.
But you just said
that. Turns out that being prettier than my mama is even more unacceptable.
She smiles.
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. One morning I woke up and she was gone. Poppy really wouldn't say anything about it. I thought she was coming back, and Pop told me she wasn't. They fought all the time. You know, I think that she just got fed up and took off without even thinking. And after a while, it's just too late to come back.
They sit outside in a courtyard.
I know she wants to see me.
She takes a gulp of water.
She's just scared.
The others listen sympathetically.
I'm gonna be so sick later. You need to be glad you're pregnant and you couldn't act stupid with us. That's not why I don't drink. I just don't see the point in it.
So you never partied?
She shrugs awkwardly.
Once. Over Christmas. There was one of those parties out at Hemmings Field. And this guy was drinking this beer. And I remember it. It was in a blue bottle. And I was real mad at Kurt because he blew me off again to hang out with his friends. So I had a few beers.
Lucy sits up.
More than a few. This guy, you know, he seemed...
She cries.
He seemed real nice because when I couldn't walk, he offered to drive me home. Mimi. It's no big deal, Luce. It happens to girls all the time.
Did you go to the police?
No. I'm from a trailer park. I just got drunk and got in his car.
So Kurt's not the father.
Mimi shakes her head.
I saw this ad in a magazine, so I called up this lawyer out in Atlanta, and she sent me all this stuff, you know? All these pictures and letters of all these people who want babies. I'm supposed to pick one.
God. What was his name?
Mimi bites her lip and shrugs.
Anna.
Mimi looks away.
Why do we stop being friends? I don't know, people drift apart.
Well, promise me.
People
drift apart again.
Come here.
They all hug.
And where have you been all night?
He's up to the garage. He unzips a bag and takes his t-shirt off, revealing a tattoo across his shoulders.
Thank you. For what you did last night, I mean. Thanks.
He puts on a different t-shirt. The car whizzes past a sign that reads, "Welcome to Texas, drive friendly the Texas way." The girls walk across a garage forecourt.
I'm never drinking again. This burrito is so good.
Oh, so much food.
Mimi moonwalks in front of them.
What are you
you doing?
Chilling.
Ben's fast asleep in the back seat of the car. One of his legs sticks up over the car door.
Wake him up! Y'all, he's been driving all day. I don't think...
Well, we can't just stay here.
We should just let him sleep, you think?
Fine,
yeah, we'll let him sleep. Lucy, get his keys. He told us we couldn't drive his car anymore. We can't do that.
And why not? It's not like we're gonna drive this thing over a cliff or anything.
It is stupid to stay here.
I'll drive. Just get his keys.
Yeah, get his keys.
Why do I have to get his keys?
Well, because Kit and I voted and you lost. Lucy, get the keys.
Yeah, Lucy, get his keys.
Okay.
Lucy climbs into the car and it creaks.
This is stealing, you know.
It's not stealing if he's in the car with us.
No, it's kidnapping.
The keys are in his pocket. Lucy gently reaches for the keys, which are slipping out of his pocket.
Okay, stop.
She draws back when he moves. She grabs them quickly.
I got it.
All three of them get into the front, Mimi at the wheel. Mimi puts the key in the ignition, the windscreen wipers move.
You saw driver's ed, didn't you?
Maybe. Move over.
Oh, God. Guys, smile for the camera.
Mimi and Lucy pull silly faces. They've switched places, so Lucy's driving. Kit takes a photo of Ben sleeping in the back. They set off. They drive down a long straight road towards mountains on the horizon.
Turn it on, turn it on.
Let's go, girls. Come on.
The girls bop around in their seats.
I'm going out tonight and I'm feeling all right. And I'm gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, girl. Scream and shout.
In the back, Ben stirs.
Ah!
In the back, Ben sits bolt upright.
Hey, stop the car.
Oh, don't be mad. Just you looked so sweet when you were sleeping. We just didn't want to wake you.
Yeah.
Stop the car.
It's against the law to park on the shoulder.
It's my car.
We're almost at an exit.
Stop the damn car.
Ben thumps the back of the seat. Lucy pulls up at the side of the road. Ben jumps out of the back and heads into the dry grass, which is dotted with stubbly bushes. Ben throws a stone, then stamps his feet.
Mimi, go talk to him.
Mm-mm, you go talk to him.
What?
Nobody's gonna go talk to him.
I know, he's mad.
And he has killed before.
Mimi, you said he didn't kill anyone.
I said I thought he didn't kill anyone.
Oh, my God.
Kit eyes Ben anxiously. Lucy and Mimi exchange glances. Ben marches around.
It's okay, I'll come. Go
on. I'm sorry.
Lucy rolls her eyes and gets out of the car.
God!
Be careful, Lucy.
Ben kicks the air in frustration. Lucy heads over to him. He throws another stone.
Gah!
We're sorry.
I've been in a car full of chicks for days. Okay, do you have any idea what it's like being surrounded by girls all the time? Okay, but being a girl yourself, yeah, that I know, stupid question. Jeez, duh! But I'm a guy, okay? I'm a guy, just... a guy, and I have been listening to nothing but girl talk and watching you all do your girl things for days. And I'm not complaining because, let's face it, I'm outnumbered, but that's my car. It's in my car, and it's just...
He stands rigidly.
It's the one thing that hasn't been taken over by checks. you going?
Okay.
She smiles and hands back his keys. They set off again, this time with Ben in the driving seat. They drive through the desert, the bright blue sky overhead. Night, city lights shine in the darkness. They swing a left. Lucy sits in the front with Ben. She stares thoughtfully. She turns to him.
Ben.
Yeah?
Were you really in jail?
Yeah, I was.
So you killed a guy?
Who said I killed
the guy? Everybody back home.
Ben smiles.
No, I didn't kill a guy.
What did you do then?
I was at college, and I get this call from my stepsister. She wants me to come home and get her because my stepdad is beating her up pretty bad. My mom can't stop him, so... Yeah, I drive home in the middle of the night, and, she throws her things out the window and climbs out. And then I drive her back to school in Ohio with me.
And you went to jail for that?
See, that's the thing. There's this law against driving a child that's not a relative across state lines. And my stepdad, of course, pressed charges. But, you know, it's okay. I only got 6 months, and then I had to stay in Ohio for a year's probation. My sister got to go live with her mom.
Lucy smiles, impressed. She turns away, and Ben glances over at her with a smirk.
You all really thought I killed a guy.
Yeah.
What in the hell were you thinking getting in a car with a homicidal maniac? Huh?
Lucy grins goofily. They drive through a craggy mountainous landscape. The rock is rusty colored and surrounded by patches of dry grass.
Why are we stopping?
You'll see.
Ben bounds over to some rocks. The girls follow him. He starts to climb and offers his hand to Lucy. She takes it and he helps her up.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
He stands on the rock.
Look.
The sunset.
Wow.
A golden sun sinks behind the mountains.
It's like you have to whisper.
Ben checks his watch.
Oh, man. We gotta make time. The next hotel's still an hour away.
Well, Ben, do you have enough sleeping bags for all of us?
Well, you're serious? Y'all, you really want to camp here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kit's unsure.
It sounds like fun.
Round a campfire.
Okay, now you gotta keep your thumb on the outside like this.
Mimi and Kit box.
Right. Now the trick is you don't want to let him know that you're going to hit him. Okay? Maybe, like, look away first. And then when he least expects it, you throw your whole body into it. Okay?
Okay. I miss it.
Kit throws a punch. Mimi dodges.
Mimi, what are you doing? I'm teaching her how to fight because I think every girl should know how to throw a decent punch. That was decent.
I'm going to go to bed.
Thank you. I'm going to go to ladies' room. Where is it again? Oh, third bush after the rock over there. Okay. This one. That one, yeah.
Ben and Lucy sit by the fire. Lucy scrawls in her diary.
Okay, what are you always writing in there?
Poems, mostly.
Can I hear one?
She raises her head.
Okay. One. You can't laugh.
She reads from her notebook.
I used to think I had the answers to everything, but now I know that life doesn't always go my way. It feels like I'm caught in the middle, and that's when I realize that I'm not a girl. I'm not yet a woman. All I need is time, just a moment that's mine. And while I'm in between, I'm not a girl.
Lucy stares down at her notebook. Ben nods.
I liked it.
Really?
Yeah, really. I liked it.
Lucy smiles. The firelight flickers.
What?
That is... Well, you got ash on your face.
Where?
I'll get it. There.
He softly dabs at her nose. Their eyes meet. They both lean towards each other for a kiss.
What's wrong?
What happened?
Y'all, something bit my ass.
What is it?
Come on, let me see.
See.
It's a snake bite, isn't
no,
it?
No, Mimi, that's a mosquito bite.
It's a snake bite.
Ow!
It's okay.
Mimi,
don't look!
Hey, well, what? How could I not? It's nothing. Come on.
But it could have been a snake.
Right.
All right. We are out of here the crack of dawn. Nothing's biting my ass.
She walks off, her hair in rollers.
So we'll be in Tucson today?
Round four, I think.
You nervous?
Should I call her and tell her that I'm coming? Or should I just show up? I should just show up, right? Well, surprise is always better. She's gonna be real happy to see you. I hope so.
They pull up by a huge villa-style house. It's white with terracotta tiles on the roof.
Whoa.
Lucy stares at the house, then turns back.
Okay, so you're gonna call me and tell me everything about the audition, right?
You can still come with us.
Yeah, we're not leaving town until tomorrow.
I'll be fine, okay? Well, you know where we're staying if you need us.
She hugs Mimi and Kit.
Bye.
Ben opens the boot and hands her her bag.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I guess this is it.
Ben fiddles with his key and licks his lower lip.
Let's hear.
What?
Ben purses his lips. He glances at her, then upwards. He steps forward and kisses her forehead.
Good night.
Thanks.
Lucy smiles and strolls away towards the house. An attractive blonde woman answers the door.
Can I help you?
It's me, Mama. Lucy.
Her mum gawps at her.
Come in.
Lucy turns around and waves at her friends. Lucy, who looks smart in a dress and pink cardigan, enters the impressive house.
You have a really nice house.
Thank you, Lucy.
Lucy's mum, Caroline, looks away awkwardly, then holds out her hand to direct Lucy into the sitting room. Lucy stands by one of two large white sofas with her bag.
Tucson seems like a really nice city.
It is. Can I, ask you why you're here, Lucy?
I wanted to see you.
And why was that, Lucy?
Well, you're my mother.
Caroline lowers her gaze and sits down at the end of the sofa. Lucy stares at her with horror.
Lucy.
Why do you keep saying my name like that?
Hold on a moment.
She gets up to answer the phone. Lucy watches her go, brow furrowed.
Sweetie, tell Joey's mommy that I said you could swim for another hour if you put on more sunscreen. I don't want you to burn. Daddy will pick you up at 5. I love you.
Lucy examines photos on the mantelpiece of Caroline with two boys. Caroline comes back in and freezes when she sees Lucy.
I have brothers?
Well, yes.
How old are they?
10 and 7.
Lucy eyes a photo.
Do they know about me?
Caroline looks down and folds her arms.
Lucy, I think we need to have a talk.
Kit and Mimi practice dance moves in a hotel room.
Whoa. Wait, 7, 8, 6.
Ben strums his guitar. Ben puts down his guitar and gets up to answer the door. It's Lucy. She's drenched.
Lucy.
Okay.
Here.
Happy.
What's wrong?
Oh, I'm fine. So Lucy got to see your mom, right? Yeah, I saw her.
What happened?
They've put a towel around Lucy's shoulders and brought in her bags. She gets up and trudges into the bathroom. She sits by the bath, staring at the floor. He comes in.
Just thought you might want some dry clothes.
Thanks.
Yeah.
He hands her some dry clothes.
I'm fine.
him, okay?
Ben glances out of the door, then shuts it.
I know.
He steps over to her.
Really, I'm okay.
She nods and he sits by her. She starts to cry. He gazes at her intently.
What happened?
Still looking at the floor, she shakes her head.
She said that she never wanted me.
She shakes her head and tilts it back.
She said that Father made her have me.
And that it was just a mistake.
Lucy covers her face with her hand. Ben pulls her to him in a hug. She sobs on his shoulder. They all sit on sun loungers by a pool.
I look like her, you know.
It's dark.
I have her eyes and her hands.
It's her lost loss.
It's weird though, you know.
Lucy frowns sorrowfully.
I don't have a mother.
But you have us.
Yeah.
Lucy nods, a tear rolls down her cheek. Lucy sits on the edge of a bed, staring at a phone. Ben comes in with a bit of paper.
Hey.
Hey. Trying to call your dad?
I can't. I will in a minute.
Listen, you get that that poem you read me?
Yeah.
Can I see it?
Yeah, sure. It's right here.
She hands him her notepad.
What are you doing?
Stop worrying so much. Come on. I made you something.
Okay.
They head through glass doors into a glass-walled bar with a grand piano.
This is my surprise.
Wouldn't it be sad if it was? Like, I mean, just totally sucked at cheering people up. No, I wrote some music for your poem.
He gazes down at the piece of paper.
Will you play it for me?
Wait a second.
He puts the music and words on the piano.
Use this part as the chorus, okay?
She looks at the music. Ben smiles warmly, a dimple shows. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Go my way.
It feels like I'm caught in the middle. That's when I realize I'm not a girl.
He stops playing but doesn't look up at her. She beams and sits next to him at the piano.
Thank you.
It's no trouble at all.
He glances at her nervously. They lean in towards one another until their lips lock in a tender but passionate kiss. Lucy draws back and smiles. They kiss again with mounting passion. Lucy opens her closed eyes when their lips part. Loads luggage into the boot of his car. Lucy's at a public phone. The other girls are with Ben.
Hello, you have reached Pete and Lucy. Please leave a message.
Pop, Pop, I'm just calling to say that I'm fine, okay? And you're right about Mama. You're right. I love you, okay? Fine.
The car drives along a road cut through open scrubland, mountains in the distance. The radio channel's changed. Mimi's in the front beside Ben, with Lucy and Kit in the back seat. They're all singing. Lucy sits behind Ben, occasionally draping her arm over the back of his seat. An LA awning, movie stars' home tours, signs for the Hollywood Bowl, the iconic Hollywood sign on Mount Lee, a boulevard of palm trees and a drive oceanside. The girls cavort on a sandy beach. Lucy runs up the sand to join Ben.
Don't even know.
Everyone's finally here.
I know.
And you know, there are a lot of colleges here in LA.
Yeah.
What if I didn't go back? I could go to school here. I mean, why don't I do something for me for once, you know? I want to stay. Gonna stay.
Ben glances at her, then lies beside her.
Look how happy she is.
Mimi kicks water on Kit.
Fill this out, turn it in over there. The audition is in 6 days.
Okay, wait, where do we turn it in?
You turn it in over there.
Mimi to Ben.
What are we going to do about music?
You know what, I'm going to go get some flyers printed up right now. I think I know a few guys in LA. I'm going to try to put a band together, and I'll see you back at the hotel.
Okay, bye.
Hey, where are you going?
Put the band together.
At their hotel. Kit sits on a bed with a telephone.
Baby?
Hi, it's me. Guess where I am?
LA.
Mimi's unpacking.
Okay, all right, then I'll come to you. All right, then how about tonight? Then how about tomorrow morning?
Lucy's on another bed with a notepad. Ben sits beside her.
Dylan, I'm in Los Angeles. I came to see you. Fine. What am I gonna say, fine? Me too.
As Mimi looks at her, Kit turns, putting on a brave smile.
He's really busy. Finals and all. Yeah, we're fine. Ha! So, who wants to go sightseeing?
I do.
Okay, all right. Lucy?
I'm kind of tired.
Oh, Ben?
Yeah, I'm pretty beat.
Well, I need you. We can't drive your car, remember?
He tosses her the keys.
Don't wreck it.
All right.
On the road, Kit's driving. Mimi's trying to read a map.
Wait, we're on Melrose. I thought we were going to see the Hollywood sign.
We will.
But I think it's back that way.
I know. But we're going to make a stop first, okay?
Kit, you can see Dylan tomorrow. Kit, come on, let's go back.
No.
Kit, please, let's go back, please!
I want to see him now.
On their ocean view balcony, Ben strips off his shirt. He's wearing a black vest, revealing tattoos and a slim but muscular physique. Lucy stands in front of him in a chiffon shirt and jeans.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Ben tugs off his vest. The tattoo is spread across his back. Lucy removes her shirt. She wears a sleeveless vest underneath. The two of them kiss. Palms touching, they raise their arms in the air. He nuzzles her neck and slips his arms around her. The sun sets on the horizon. Night, an apartment block.
Kid, I really should wait in the car. Come on.
No, Mimi. How do I look?
You look really great, but kid, don't you think you guys might want to be alone together?
No. I want you with me.
Come on.
They stop outside apartment 25. Mimi hangs back as the door opens.
Surprise!
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh,
baby. What's up, Kid Kat? I thought we were going to make plans tomorrow.
Oh, I know. I really wanted to see you. This is my friend, Mimi.
Mimi. Hey.
Hey. You two know each other?
Yeah, from school, right, Mimi?
Right. Yeah.
Kit turns to Mimi.
Oh. Well, aren't you going to invite us in?
Yeah, I would. Kitty Cat, but see, I've got this friend here, and he's, you know, he's really upset, and we're supposed to, like, you know, hang out or whatever.
Oh.
Do you need money for the pizza?
Dylan looks away.
Your friend sounds really upset.
Wait, Kit, hold on.
Kit barges in, sees a leggy blonde, and holds her head.
Who's she? We're supposed to be getting married. We're supposed to be getting married.
I was gonna tell you, I just, you know, didn't want to do it over the phone.
Dylan, you gave me a ring. You proposed and you gave me a ring!
Kid, I mean, I'm sorry, you know?
He swigs from a bottle. She sees the beer bottle's blue.
Oh my god.
Kit glances round at Mimi.
Oh my god. Oh my god. It was Dylan, wasn't it? It was you. You were the guy at Christmas, wasn't it? It was him, huh?
Wait, what are you talking about here? What is this?
That night when you came over, you had that rib in your shirt. That was the night that he...
Kit, what is your problem here?
Can I have to go? No, Mimi, come back here. Mimi, come back. I want him to admit it. Admit it.
Hold on, all right? You're getting yourself all worked up here over nothing, Kitty Cat.
My name is not Kitty Cat. I am not your pet!
Oh!
Mimi runs.
Mimi! Mimi!
She trips. The globe keyring bounces down the stairs. An ambulance pulls in at an emergency room. At the hotel, Lucy and Ben are asleep in bed. The phone wakes Lucy. She switches on a light.
Hello?
Lucy listens to the person on the other end and sits up. At the hospital, a surgeon, his palms upwards, his body language apologetic, speaks to Lucy, Kit and Ben. Kit bends over. Morning.
Excuse me, where's the phone at?
It's right over there.
Lucy goes to a desk phone.
Yeah, can I make a collect call, please?
In a side room, Mimi tugs at her name tag. Lucy walks in.
Hey. Hi.
Lucy sits on the bed and stares at the pale-faced Mimi.
They said I lost the baby. Lost it. Like it was my keys or something. Isn't that the stupidest damn thing you've ever heard? Yeah. I decided to keep her.
I was standing on the beach, and my toes were in the Pacific Ocean. And she kicked. It was like this sign. Don't touch me, lips on my baby cry.
Okay.
I would have made a good mom.
Mimi weeps. Lucy's father confronts her in reception.
Just what were you thinking? Running away with a pregnant girl? Lucy, I'm waiting for an answer. Do you know what it took to come here? I had to take cash out of the savings for plane fare and hotel. You know how hard I worked to earn that money for your college education.
Sorry.
He sits down beside her.
So you made a mistake. I understand. Everybody makes mistakes. You're forgiven. Just gonna take you girls back to where you belong and we'll forget about this whole crazy thing, all right?
Okay.
Who's that boy you were with? How old is he anyway? Is he the one who put this crazy idea in your head?
No. He just gave us a ride. That's all.
Lucy's in the room packing when Ben jogs in.
Hey, sorry it took me so long. We've got a band.
What are you doing?
Packing. My father says I have to move to his hotel, so...
It's an audition? How are we gonna rehearse?
I'm not going to the audition.
Oh.
Look. I have to go back with him, okay? Ben... He's my father, okay? I just can't. And with everything happening with Mimi and stuff, I just think I should go.
Ben distances himself from her and nods.
I get it.
Don't be like that.
I get it. It's okay.
Ben.
It's fine.
She looks thoughtful as she gazes at the closed door. Kit's at the hospital. Holding a bunch of flowers, she stops in the corridor and about turns. She turns back. Mimi, reading Teen magazine, looks up as Kit enters.
Hey.
Kit avoids Mimi's gaze.
Did you see how fast she went down? Well, that's because you threw your whole body into that punch like I taught you.
Kit fights back tears.
You did really good. Hey, come here. Thank you.
Kit climbs onto the bed and cuddles up to Mimi.
Sorry. It's okay. It's not your fault.
Day, Lucy pushes Mimi out of the hospital in a wheelchair. Kit, carrying a suitcase, is beside them. They go down a ramp to join Lucy's dad.
Hey, Mimi.
Hey. Ooh, got it.
He helps her into the back seat of a cab and closes the door. They sit in the hotel reception.
I can't believe this trip is over.
I know. God, doesn't it feel like we left home like a million years ago?
Hey, y'all. Thanks.
For what?
For coming on this trip with me. Thank you.
Lucy looks downbeat.
Mimi and I were talking, and we were thinking...
that you need to stay and go to the audition.
Yeah.
Guys, I can't do that.
Come on, you got to.
No, Kit and I voted, and you lost, so you gotta go.
Lucy's father comes away from the desk.
All right, baby. Ready to head home?
I'm coming.
Ladies, let's roll.
The girls exchange looks.
Come on, let's go.
Kit and Mimi glance at each other.
Try.
Outside at the cab.
Here you go, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
I'll take that.
I'll put them in the thing. Lucy.
Ben.
She walks up to him and they stare at each other.
Goodbye, Lucy.
Goodbye.
She puts her arms around him and he gently reciprocates. He glances up. They part and she goes to the cab. Her father's face is grim. He turns towards Ben and nods. Sullen, Ben watches the cab drive away from the curb.
It's gonna feel good to get back home, won't it? Look, honey. I'm sorry I yelled at you. I wasn't angry at you, I was angry at what you did. Okay?
He kisses her on the temple.
Pop.
She removes the locket from her neck.
I don't want to be like her.
We'll just get back home and everything will be back to normal and you just wait and see.
Don't make me do what she did. Don't make me run. Just let me go, okay?
She places the locket in his hand. The cab is stopped. She climbs out. Ben turns and sees her running towards him. The others get out.
Wait.
Oh. I used to think
her father smiles.
I had the answers to everything.
As they embrace, her father glances at the locket.
But now I know.
At the auditions,
that life doesn't always go my way. Yeah, feels like I'm caught in the middle. That's when I realize I'm not a girl. Protect me.
Mimi and Kit are on backing vocals.
It's time that I learn to face up to this on my own. I've seen so much more than you know now. So don't tell me to shut my eyes. I'm not a girl.
Lucy's father leads the applause. On stage, Lucy turns to Ben, who's been at the keyboard. There are happy faces all round. Night on the beach.
This time, we didn't make any wishes for the future. We said goodbye to our past.
Now, none of us has any idea where life's gonna take us. Because what we have is now. And right now, we have each other.
Mimi deposits her hospital tag, Lucy an old book, and Kit her engagement ring in the box, and bury it. ITFC audio description.
Time, love, joy, I need
space,
love, I need me.
Let's do this
thing! Action! Say hello to the girl that I am. You're gonna have to see through my perspective.
Let's win.
I need to make mistakes just to learn who I am.
I'm sorry.
And I don't wanna be so damn protected. What a girl is to do, God, I need some answers.
What am I to do to win my life? How am I supposed to know what's right? I can't help the way I feel, but my life has been so overprotected.
I tell them what I like, what I want.
Destiny.